I'm telling these tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy day after the election, everybody. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling as good as I have felt since November 4th, I have to say. We have a great lineup of guests this afternoon to celebrate with all of us, to celebrate Wisconsin saying, we're not for sale. We don't need a billionaire overlord to tell us who to elect to our Supreme Court, and so much more, despite the Trump tariff terror that is coming this afternoon. I'll talk more about that. But I want to bring on my very first special guest, my friend and yours, City of Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show, Mr. Mayor. And it's a good day, is it not?
It's a good day, Maggie, and I'm happy to be back with you.
Wonderful to have you, Mr. Mayor. It was a historic day yesterday for a number of reasons, and we're going to talk a little bit about Senator Booker's historic address on the floor of the Senate yesterday and what a bookmark that is. But let's start with this incredible election result, not in just one election, in two elections here in the state of Wisconsin. Let's begin with the Supreme Court race. Pretty remarkable turnout. Every county moving to the left by large digits in the state of Wisconsin. What was your initial reaction as the election was being called in under an hour last evening, Mr. Mayor?
I was impressed. I was happy. I was relieved for the state of Wisconsin. I was relieved that voters in this state, I mean, they saw through exactly what was being peddled to them by the president and by Elon Musk. The president says that we should send all these issues back to the states, let the Supreme Courts and states resolve, you know, whatever issues. And then he turns around and unleashes Elon Musk to back up the Brinks truck and unload ungodly amounts of money into these what typically have been sleepy, you know, nonpartisan, actually nonpartisan affairs. And the people of Wisconsin stood up and said, no, we don't want it. We're not listening to it. We're not buying it. We will choose who our Supreme Court justice will be. And they selected, by a pretty wide margin, Wisconsin standards, Susan Crawford to be the next justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. So I'm very proud of the voters in the state of Wisconsin and really, really proud of the voters in the city of Milwaukee who stepped up yesterday and throughout the early voting period in order to make sure that Susan Crawford was elected to be our next justice.
Yeah, I was absolutely flabbergasted when the call was made, when the outcome was called less than an hour after polls closed. And I was incredibly proud of Milwaukee voters in particular, your constituents, Mr. Mayor, showing up in such numbers, way blowing past all turnout expectations, that in a few polling places, they actually ran out of ballots, had to go get more ballots. People were hanging out in line, waiting to ensure that their voice was heard through our democratic processes. This wasn't just a win. This was a double-digit butt-kicking by Susan Crawford. And I think it's interesting in the aftermath, both today and as we move forward, we see Elon Musk saying, oh, I knew we were going to lose, all of this nonsense. Just so that everybody recalls, he, with respect to this race, called it an election that, quote, might decide the future of America and Western civilization. He tweeted dozens of times in the last week about the election, he being Elon Musk here. He did a number of tele-rallies, virtual rallies, on behalf of Brad Schimmel. He did a primetime Fox News interview just this week to urge people to get out and vote. He handed out $2 million checks, not to random people, you know, but that's a story for another day. And of course, put on that cheesehead in a Green Bay rally this past Sunday. Yeah, he thought they were going to win. I don't know. The rewriting of history, which makes the double-digit win by Susan Crawford, I think, all the more important. What do you think this message is saying to regular middle-class voters who may have voted for Donald Trump? What do you think this is saying about the Democratic Party and its energy in this moment?
Well, in addition to all those things that Elon Musk did, he also spent $26 million. So if he, you know, thinks that we're going to lose,
of course that,
he's going to invest $26 million, more money than, you know, any of us will probably see sitting at one time for ourselves in our lifetimes. Like, that's a lot of money. That's quite an investment for somebody who doesn't think you're going to win an election. But I think what it signals to voters in Wisconsin, what it signals certainly, I think, to Donald Trump and to the MAGA voters or the MAGA movement in Wisconsin, and not just in Wisconsin, because this was really a national event. Folks from all across the country were watching what was going to happen in the Supreme Court race here in the state of Wisconsin. It shows that Donald Trump and Elon Musk and their policies, they're not very popular. They've lost steam. Yes, Donald Trump was reelected or elected president again in November, but since he's taken office, he's taken some steps that people across the state of Wisconsin, people across the United States don't agree with. I mean, you see that bearing out with the president's approval ratings as it relates to his handling of the economy, where nearly 6 in 10 Americans disapprove of the way that he's handling his job as it relates to the economy. I mean, later on today, we're going to be slapping tariffs, the United States will be, on our closest partners, Canada, Mexico, other places across the world. And I think a lot of people don't understand just how intertwined our economies are. Just this morning, I attended a press conference with mayors from across the United States and Canada to talk about just that issue. And to nail the point home, personally, just the other day, no kidding, this just happened to be a coincidence. I was going to make a snack for my wife. I got an apple and I was going to, you know, cut it up for her and get her some peanut butter. And I looked down to peel the sticker off the apple. And what was on the sticker? It said Canada.
Canada.
Canada. So, like, I don't think people really understand how this is going to impact us. Although we should, because Kamala Harris spent so many weeks warning us exactly what would happen if Donald Trump was to be elected president. And now we're going to find out, unfortunately.
This is City of Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson, also giving us a reminder about what actual masculinity looks like. And that means cutting up an apple and giving your wife some peanut butter because she needs a snack during her busy work day, which may include helping with the kids and all of those good things. Yeah. Again, positive masculinity being modeled by Milwaukee's very own mayor. Let's talk about Senator Cory Booker. I didn't know that this was happening until it started to happen on Monday evening. No question that Senator Booker is trying to breathe life, to give energy back to Democrats, to remind us all that we have a responsibility to use whatever our platform is to speak up and to speak out if we think our elected leaders are doing things that don't align with our values or aren't serving our families and communities best. It also seems to me no accident that he did so that his speech would be concluding on Tuesday as these votes were being counted. Is this a turning point for the Democratic resistance? And I mean that both capital D, the Democratic Party, but also small D, the Democratic resistance to billionaires buying elections in this country.
I think the answer to that is yes. And yes, in both cases, for the Democratic Party and for democracy as it stands. I want to applaud Senator Booker for standing up for a day and change in order to make sure that he shines a bright light on the damage that's being inflicted, not just on our economy, but what's the damage that's been inflicted on our democracy, the damage that's being inflicted on our partners, on our allies that have been at the side of the United States literally for centuries in so many different facets, shining a light on the damage that's happening to families, not just in Wisconsin, but across the United States, all directly due to the policy decisions of Donald Trump and his administration. We need more Democrats to do exactly what Senator Booker is doing, has been doing. I think what he did is really a shot in the arm for the party. And when that happens, I think it's going to be a good thing for democracy overall.
Folks, you're listening to Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Chevy, as a black man, the historical moment of what Senator Booker did yesterday was not lost on most of us who have a bit of respect and knowledge of history. He broke the record set many, many moons ago by racist, segregationist, disgraced Senator Strom Thurmond, who rose to speak for over 24 hours. Again, that record broken by Senator Booker in opposition to the Civil Rights Act to prevent a man that shares your race, like Senator Booker, from standing and doing exactly what he was doing yesterday. On a personal level, Mr. Mayor, what did that mean for you as a Black elected official, as the first elected Black mayor of the city of Milwaukee?
I know, certainly, that Senator Booker's filibuster, his comments on the Senate floor the other day, eclipsed Senator Thurmond's record that was held for so many years here in our country. I was proud of Senator Booker. I think really what it does, though, is remind me of what Joe Biden said. When he thinks about America, he can sum it up in one single word, and that's possibilities. You think back to Senator Thurmond's time, you wouldn't be able to think that there'd be a Black man to be able to hold a seat on the Senate and also to break that filibuster record. Yet Cory Booker, the senator from New Jersey, a Black man, was able to do that. And I was immensely proud, not just as mayor, but as an African-American and as an American.
Yes.
Senator Booker served us all and made us all proud.
He eclipsed Senator Thurmond, not just in length of time, but in the content and message of possibility of what this country's highest ideals can mean for each and every one of us, no matter what zip code, race, nationality, gender, sexual identity, or any of our other descriptive characteristics that define us as individuals. He eclipsed them, and that, in my opinion, more important way. We're going to talk to another amazing leader right here from our great state. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson joins us after these brief messages. You're going to want to keep it locked right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Back with more in just a moment. May the last one burn into flame.